D-E-A-T-H. Where does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, we are two-thirds full in the apartment. Who do we got in there?
Michael Collins.
The astronaut, the third member of the initial lunar landing.
Tawny Katane.
Oh, boy. Is she going to be happy when she finds out potentially who is in her three-bedroom apartment, especially if she had trouble kicking booze and pills and weed and coke? Because up for consideration today, you will find a name that you probably have not heard of, but hopefully you kind of know the story. The guy's name is George Young.
I love this story.
Spelled J-U-N-G.
Oh, like the Ranger draft pick.
Yes.
Josh Young.
Yes, whose brother, he's got a brother at Tech who's like breaking all his records right now.
Okay.
Because I follow college baseball.
That's suspicious, Jace. But okay.
Yeah, Jace. So, George Young passed away on May the 5th of this year at the age of 78. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of this man, and odds are I never would have heard of this man.
Probably until today.
Unless this movie was made, and it is one of my favorite movies ever.
Really?
It is the biopic Blow, starring Johnny Depp as George Young. What did George Young do? George Young was truly the first great, if you want to use that adjective, epic, sweeping American drug dealer.
Trafficker.
Yes, trafficker is a better way to put it.
He got things from point A to point B.
Boy, did he ever.
And he made a boatload of money.
He knew the way to Medellin.
Yeah. So in the 60s, he came up with the idea. He went out to California one time, and he's from the East Coast. He's from Boston, mm-hmm. the Massachusetts area. Matter of fact, his nickname was Boston George. And Boston George saw all these people smoking weed out in California and was like, man, we got bad weed up there, and this weed's really good, and I think I could make a lot of money if I just took it back there. And so he did. He took weed back there, sold it instantly, and was like, well, wait a minute. I could probably make a hell of a lot more money if I took a hell of a lot more weed back.
There you go.
His girlfriend was a stewardess at the time, and so he had her, because they didn't check bags back then, especially for airline employees, he had her stuff two suitcases every trip. Those big, huge industrial suitcases, like, you know, the ones your parents may have had
mm-hmm.
that made no sense. They were hard to carry.
They were so heavy.
Oh, my God. Those were stuffed full of weed, and she took them back and forth from California to New England. He was making an absolute fortune. But just like in every operation of that magnitude, he wanted something bigger. So then he started going down to Mexico and kind of cutting out middlemen down there from the California operation, getting the weed himself, and then flying it back up. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, he eventually gets arrested. He was making about $250,000 a month at this time in the early 70s. A month.
Wow.
Cash. In the early 70s, but it wasn't enough. So he gets popped. He goes to prison.
It's never enough, Corby.
It's never enough. He goes to prison, doesn't go for a hell of a long time, and while he's in prison, he meets this man from Colombia, a guy named Carlos Letter. And he was just so happened to be tight with the Medellin cartel, which was just kind of getting going under the reign of Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they got out of prison, Young had all these connections as far as how to transport the drugs, and he knew that if he met somebody at the top of the pyramid, then that thing could spiral out of control and he could cut out everybody else. And so he was introduced to Pablo Escobar. And that's when he got into the weed game at a higher level and cocaine.
It's one of the most tense scenes that meet up in the film Blow.
When they initially meet?
Yeah.
Yes. They instantly start making millions.
Let me ask you this, Bob, and I know you're a big P1 of the Narcos.
Yes, sir.
Franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Was George Young ever mentioned? I'm going back and rewatching the first one, which focuses on Pablo Escobar. I don't recall him ever being mentioned.
I agree with you. I don't recall either, but that doesn't mean I had my George Young detector on.
Now, he did have a guy that was kind of in charge of all the planes and all of the trafficking and getting the stuff to Mexico, but I don't remember George Young ever making an appearance or being referenced in Narcos.
Yeah, that feels right to me, too.
So he was stealing. I mean, everything about this was just so illegal. He was stealing planes and hiring pilots, paying them 10 grand per trip, or I don't know what it was, 100 grand per trip, to steal these planes, take them down to Colombia, carry back, you know, X amount of kilos of cocaine. So the first time that he did this, it was a $15 million payday for him, just personally.
Goodness gracious.
Then, as things progressed and the operation grew again, he was making $5 million per day.
What?
And if you believe per what day. The movie depicts, they didn't know where to put it.
Right.
No. And there were two things that they did. One, they were told by several people that were in the same trade, put your money in Panama banks, and they'll protect your money.
Mm. That ended up being the fatal flaw.
Yes. Well, and they also put it in a house. And when I say a house, the whole house, 3,000 square foot house.
They'd rip out the fiberglass insulation and put it and replace it with money.
Yes.
Stacks of money.
Like they would go into a room and it's just money to the ceiling.
Got to keep those silverfish out of there, though.
That's tough.
Got to wrap it.
Tough to do. Obviously, things didn't work out for George. And in the late 70s, making $5 million a day, finally gets popped from his hometown. He ends up skipping bail. And then they find him, goes to prison again. He gets out. Tries to have one more big deal,
yep.
And then his partner turned on him. It was a big FBI sting as his partner tried to get out from under his own mess.
And during his whole trajectory, man, it was a lot of the story kind of alludes to the fact that he really, really wanted to have a relationship with his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really
big
deal.
Forgot about that, yeah.
And I think their whole scene was just up and down over the years until she just got to the point where I'm just going to cease all attempts at a relationship with this guy because you couldn't count on him to be not in prison.
No, but it's...
I feel like I need to revisit Blow.
It's oh, so my God, man.
With your kids. It's one of those movies...
Not necessarily.
That if it's on, you just don't turn away from it.
You're like exactly
Boogie
right.
Boogie Nights, like Casino, like Goodfellas, like Shawshank. It's got that feel of that type of film.
It is, without a doubt, my favorite Johnny Depp movie.
I like that. You know what I went back and rewatched of Depp's, not to get off track too much, was Donnie Brasco.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
It does not hold up, man.
Really?
Not a damn bit.
That's a bummer.
I was shocked. I watched that whole thing because Audrey had never seen it. And I go, oh, my God, this is on. You want to watch this? This is great. And we both sat there going, this is not good.
God, I remember it being good.
I know.
And a lot of it was here. A lot of it was he was in Plano hiding out, or I guess that was after the fact.
Anyway, sorry.
But no, it's really good. Blow is awesome if you haven't seen it. And yeah, George Young, I mean, what a wild ride. He got out of prison finally when he was like 74, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been
out. How many years did he do?
He got busted the last time in the 90s, like mid-90s, I think was that last great score that he tried to get, 95.
I feel like he went back after that, too.
Oh, I think that they sentenced him to like 60 or 70 years in the 90s. At least the movie said that he did. So maybe, I don't know.
I read an article on him, and I think there was another pop where he ended up back in prison again.
Man, yeah. You can't get out of the game, man.
You can't. It's
can't
all in
get
the game.
Out of the game.
Real life Scarface in some ways.
Yeah. Very lovable character, though. And honestly, like the stuff that I've read on him, the way Johnny Depp portrayed him, he wasn't like a kingpin.
No, he was a nice guy.
He was a really nice guy that just got caught in the game and just knew how to do it, was really good at it, and
stayed alive.
Yeah, and stayed alive.
Yeah.
So do you think $5 million a day alters your decision-making?
Yeah, I work. It alters mine to where I work one day.
Can I just work one day. Please think about that. In the 70s.
And by the way, you're saying $5 million in...
cash.
Like, that $5 million in 1972. Not now. Not converted.
$5 million.
Then.
Probably in the late 70s, early 80s, because the
which is what, $20 million
today? The value of his shipments...
$15 million today?
The value of his shipments when they switched from marijuana to cocaine, it was exponential.
Yeah.
Because they were making, they realized that's why they went to blow, because it was so much more money and the demand was incredible in the United States.
The line was, in the movie that got me, was that if between 1975 and 1983, if you did cocaine, there was a 90% chance it came from him.
Jeez.
In the United States.
Yeah. Cray cray.
All right, I'll put him in.
Yeah, George Young is in. Ty?
No.
Jeez.
Weird.
Mino?
Yeah, he's in.
All in, man. Definitely.
I love cocaine.
You just don't like coke, do you?
He was a drug dealer.
So what?
Of great prominence.
Okay.
The drug dealer.
Yes.
I could go outside and throw a rock and hit about 10 of them.
No, not like this.
What are you saying?
10 of them?
Not like this.
What kind of rock are you throwing?
A big rock.
This isn't 10 to noon.
All right. In 3 minutes, E News.
Update on this show that everybody is going to watch.